From Mason City to your hometown, we've got the information you need. Turn us on at home, work, and in the car. AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time for our Corporate Farmer program on AM 1300 KGLO. And we have with us Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing? You made it through the holidays all right and everything?
Yeah, we really did. And you, the same thing. We must have made it through Christmas okay.
I guess so, yeah. Now if we can survive this week, we can move on to 2021, right?
I guess. Well, I was looking at the calendar, and, we do this program on Tuesdays and replay on Thursdays. But the 29th of December is TikTok Day.
Oh.
And that is that's just that the clock is running on all of the things that you're supposed to get done by the end of the year. And so I get thinking about that this morning, too. I was like, okay, a lot of things got set aside as this year went along. And I have a desk that proves it in my office.
Yeah.
It's all been really, really good. And so we're charging toward a new year, Chad.
We throw me for a loop, with teenage and a little bit older kids. TikTok to me means something totally different, Like, run, I don't want to be in this video. So it doesn't mean the same, I guess, as what it used to when I think TikTok and the clock's ticking. So good thing you straightened me out.
Actually, they're filming you right now.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be doing a TikTok dance. That's it.
Well, I can guarantee that I won't be famous if you've seen me. So.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. It's been an interesting year, 2020. But, we're looking ahead toward 2021.
Yeah, for sure. And, I think big week for us, here in the office as we kind of make final plans. Like you said, I feel like my desk is kind of building up like yours. It just goes from one phone call to the next, one meeting to the next, and, jotting down notes and making sure we check it twice and figure out, I guess, who's naughty and nice here, it's a fun time just because you get to talk to everybody and find out how things went for the holidays for them and what their plans are for New Year's. But more than anything, figure out how the financial year went and make those final plans so that they kind of get themselves into a happy place there as far as, what they're going to owe Uncle Sam. So, for any accountants out there, this is a big week and a big time to kind of make all those final plans for the end of the year and get all their house in order, I guess.
Yeah, speaking of getting the house in order and that kind of stuff, what are some of the things that you need your clients to be doing right now? What should they be kind of targeting?
Well, the biggest thing is being organized, right? I mean, the phone calls and the meetings when they don't have the things in order are the ones that are frustrating because, you're scrambling, you feel like you forgot something, and more often than not, you end up having a second or third conversation just to make sure that everything's covered. So the ones that are organized, man, they're easy, and that's what's fun for most of our clients that utilize our bookkeeping service and kind of have, up to the at least end of the last month income and expenses, and then it's just a matter of getting any activity that they've had here in the last, 3 or 4 weeks, and adjusting for that, and then making any final plans if they want to pay for something or buy something, maybe even take some income in before the end of the year on some grain they've been delivering. So, those are fun. They're more enjoyable and a little more relaxed, and I think probably a lot of listeners out there right now that are in that naughty group, wait till the last second and do that scramble between Christmas and New Year's, know exactly what I'm talking about, and that's, I guess, kind of the most refreshing part of the way that our system works and our clients are kind of, if you want to call it, trained in making sure that they've got everything organized and are prepared, and that way you don't have that anxiety and that last second kind of cram to get it all figured out.
Yeah, I would guess there's probably one or two that are naughty. You know? But, you know, that's no different than, and I'm not just talking about farmers. I'm talking about all of us. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just what we do. And sometimes I mention, and you know, the pandemic, but, you know, at some point in time, we won't be able to blame that anymore.
Exactly. And I think, to me, honestly, that's where I'm at with a lot of things, is I think it's a little too late. We've been dealing with this for, well, closing in on a year here. It'll be pretty soon, and I think it's too late in the game to blame it anymore. It's like, let's turn the page and let's adjust for some of those things. But, you know, like I said, fortunately, those are few and far between. I think it's more of a personality thing than anything for most people that are just kind of last second. They almost need that turmoil in their life. And I guess for me, maybe I'm too much of a worrier to enjoy turmoil. I like things to be organized and all taken care of so that I don't have to think about everything that I still need to get done. So I guess that's why I'm in the job I am, right, is because of that. So, but it's definitely been interesting for sure as we close out 2020 here with all the changes. You know, we got over the weekend, Sunday, we got our president to finally sign the new COVID stimulus bill. And so, you know, that was something that you and I talked about last week, and I guess we probably thought it was a foregone conclusion at that point in time that it was going to get passed or passed shortly and then, you know, on to the president to get signed. Well, then he kind of likes to throw a little bit of a curveball to all of us every once in a while and decided to hold on to it for a little bit. So now that it's been signed and into law, we can kind of start to deal with some of that and already dealing with a few of the questions and how does this affect me. So, you know, just another change last second. Even couldn't wait till the end of the year to get another, you know, deal that affects taxes and financial planning for all of us farmers and everybody else alike.
I was going to ask you too today, Chad, as we got going into the program. What are some of the things that you think maybe were highlights or positive things for you or for mm-hmm. corporate farmer in general for this past year?
I think one of the biggest things that's been great for me here in December is that you know, if you remember back, I've been kind of preaching the fact that I thought that the farm economy was going to get better and that we were kind of through the worst of it. Yeah, it wasn't, still didn't look too optimistic, and that I think things were about ready to pop. Now, I didn't really foresee a pandemic that was going to probably contribute to that and make it happen a little bit quicker, but man, it's refreshing to talk to the clients, and you can definitely tell maybe some relief, maybe, you know, just some joy in the fact that, I mean, each and every one of them bring up the markets and how much that's improved. And in fact, by the day, you know, that the markets have been kind of steadily climbing and talking about how, you know, they made some earlier sales, but, you know, each step along the way have sold, you know, at a higher price. And you know, that's great. It's fun for me. It's fun to have some maybe income problems once in a while to solve. It's definitely a change over the last couple of years. You know, there's been several farmers that have kind of been struggling. I don't think that's any kind of shock or surprise for anybody out there. And even for the bankers, I'm sure that they're a little relieved, too, as they've kind of had some situations they've kind of probably, you know, babysat a little bit and kind of hopped along to get to this point. So, yeah, that's something that as you work with your clients, I mean, it's just exciting and fun when they have some good opportunities and really see the benefits of, you know, farming and making some decent money for once. And so that's been probably the most, exciting part, I guess, more than anything of the year for me.
Got to be satisfying, too, to see people get through the change part. You're always, and I think in the last year, you and I have talked a lot about change, and you just did talking even about the stimulus. But, you know, that whole, here's a change, this is changing. We're going to adjust to this, we're going to do this. It just seems like your staff just adjusted to all of the changes. You know, you bring your clients up to speed, and that had to be real satisfying for you.
Yeah, I almost say that we go back to football probably way too much, right? But, you've heard Coach Ferentz probably time and time again after a loss or even after a win just say, we're going to, stew on it here for 24 hours and then we turn the page and move on to the next week, right? And that's, I think a lot of times when you get hit with some difficulties or some tough situations, you kind of evaluate them and maybe soak in your sorrows for, just a little bit. But then, you got to turn that page. You got to move on because it's a new day and it's a new opportunity and new challenge. And so whether some of these things go your way or they don't, you can't get too high or too low. And I think that's probably something that, here in the office has just been instilled in all of us is that, each day is a new day. Let's start fresh. Let's kind of come with a new attitude and, make the most of it and help each and every client. And it's, I guess, probably some days easier to do than others you just repeatedly kind of go from phone call to phone call. I mean, you got to kind of clean the slate and forget about the last one and move on to the next one and do your best, help out your clients as much as you possibly can. And, I think a lot of it is just as we go back, relationships, right? I think that's what we all kind of maybe focus on at the end of the year is just in reflection of how things are and what this year's meant to us. We think about those people around us, our loved ones, friends, and people in the office or business partners and stuff like that. And, that's what really makes the memories, right? And for us, our clients are always what's most important. And so having those relationships and continuing to build on them is something that we definitely pride ourselves on.
And you got to kind of think, too, that there's some farmers right now, some people in the ag business world, as I call it, that are thinking, okay, this has just been a struggle in a lot of ways this year. And Tim and Chad are talking about how they work through all these challenges at Corporate Farmer. The start of a new year can be the start of something refreshing and new and give you a new life and a new smile and a new attitude, even out on the farm.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely important as you look at kind of what is Corporate Farmer, and I think that question gets asked of me so many times is, what do you guys exactly do? And I think it's hard to pinpoint. Obviously we talk about taxes and bookkeeping and those types of things, but as you and I talk each and every week, I think people start to realize how much more than that it really is. Somebody that is just a reliable kind of cog in your operation that understands all of these things that are going on around you and helps you kind of get pointed in the right direction, whether it's, whatever, three or four, it feels like different kind of tax law, financial changes that we've had throughout this whole year and how does this new PPP program help me or does it not affect me? What about these stimulus payments now? Is it going to be the 600? Is it going to be more? Will I get it? Do I not qualify? All of these little questions that you hear bits and blurbs, probably on the news, catch it on the radio as it's kind of highlighted, but don't really know how that applies to me and how do I make sure and take advantage or get involved in some of these things, or is it something that just isn't for my situation? Those are questions I think everybody has, whether you're a farmer or you're sitting at a desk today, and you hear about that. And so who do you turn to get those answers? I think for our clients anyway, it's it's always us. You know, they give us a call and say, tell me on this new deal that they just passed what I need to know about and what I don't need to know about. And that way they can deal with just the things that affect them and not get kind of caught up in so many of the other things that are a part of that, whatever it is, 5,500 pages or something like that. Obviously, I don't think anybody listening today is probably going to read maybe even a page or two out of it. So, you know, give me some cliff notes or something as to what affects me or what doesn't. So that's where corporate farmer seems to come in more often than not.
Yeah, you can read for me, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Chad, as we kind of wind up the year, I was going to talk to you about your picks in the football game. We always talk about football, but we can't talk about the Hawkeyes. I still think Iowa should get the win in the bowl game because the other team had to forfeit.
Yeah, I mean, talk about disappointing. I mean,
yeah, it's hard.
Look, something to look forward to this week for all of us Hawkeye fans and stuff anyway, and then pull that rug out from under us is kind of, you know, disheartening. But, you know, we got the Cyclones coming up. That'll be a fun game, and there's plenty of other games on the slate. So I think if any of us hardcore fans, we'll find plenty of football, and probably for my wife, she'll be glad when football's over so that maybe I won't hog the TV quite as much.
So true, so true. And I mean, I like the Cyclones in their game, and that's a game to prove something for Iowa State. They need to prove they belong, and that'll be a fun game against a good Oregon team to do that. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a great opportunity. Too bad that, you know, the fans that want to get down there aren't going to be able to. But it'll still be something fun on TV, and I'm sure there'll be a few get-togethers to kind of enjoy that day for sure.
Be safe, everybody.
Be safe.
Chad, great talking to you. And as always, if somebody wants to get in touch with you at Corporate Farmer, how do they do that?
Super easy. Give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out online at corporatefarmer.com. And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. And like you said, be safe, but definitely enjoy it.
For sure. Hey, Chad, we'll see you next year.
Yep, you too, Tim. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Anson with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO. He's with us every Tuesday and Thursday on 1300 KGLO.